All right, guys, I am so excited today to be going over our fifth and final step. So, what we have already covered, we have your goals in place. We have discovered your capacity so that we know how much you can be putting forward with this. We have delved into you making better choices. We have nixed your negativity and all of those foolish thoughts that might be coming in through your head. And so today, what we are going to go over, number 5, is making a change. Simple, right? So what I want you guys to do is really go back and look at your goals, and I want you to figure out what steps need to be taken in order to get there. Okay, we are going to map out a route so that we know each step, step by step, how we're going to get there. One of the things that I always have a hard time with personally is that when I set those goals, I find that all I can think about is the future, right? All I can think about is like getting there. Isn't it going to be so great when I'm there? So just a little behind the scenes, my husband and I, we love it here in California. We want to travel more though. And so what we are going to be doing is moving into a tiny house and traveling the U.S. And so people think we're nuts, but yes, with my 2 cats and my 2 dogs, we are going to live in a tiny house and we are going to travel the U.S. And that is going to give us so much joy and so much pleasure and so much more of an opportunity to visit our family whenever we want and go hiking in all these national parks that we want to go see that we haven't been able to go see. So I'm really grateful that this job is able to provide that for me. For me, mentally, all I can think about is getting to that point, right? So I really want to encourage you guys to live in the present, okay? What that means for me is that every spare moment of my time is not spent researching tiny houses. It is really spent trying to live in the present and appreciating where I am right now. I know you've made really big goals and I know we're mapping out how you're going to get there, but I really want to encourage you to stay in the present and stay really appreciating each moment and understand that yes, you are taking the steps to get to those goals, but don't just sit and think about how great it's going to be when. Because what happens is you just stop living your life now. And I don't want to see you do that. I don't want to do that for myself. I don't want to see you doing that. So live in the present. It's awesome here. Water's nice. All right. So how are we going to get you to those goals, right? I'm sure by now you've realized that there's lots of roadblocks in your way. And so if you think that you're stuck and there's no way that you can move forward to get to that next step, I want you to know that there is a way out of every box. I don't know if you guys are Netflix bingers. I try really hard not to be, but it happens sometimes. And I feel like it's the worst when there's 3 or 4 series on Netflix because you're like, oh goody, I can just sit here for a little while. One of the shows that I just recently discovered was Orphan Black. I love it. My husband thinks it's pretty dumb, but I like it a lot. One of the episodes, they said this quote that you have to know your way out of the first box before you can know your way out of the second box. So I don't want you to jump the gun and start worrying about, well, how am I going to do this and that and this? I want you to really think about this first step. How are you going to get to this first step? Because when we think about everything, it's very overwhelming and it's very crushing. You know, it's a very heavy weight to burden. So I don't want you to think about how are you going to get all of it done. I want you to worry about the first step right now. How are we going to get ourselves out of this box? One of the ways that I do that is by mapping it out. I want you to sit and map it out. Okay, so this is something we call brain dumping. If you've never heard of it before, it's pretty awesome. We use our brains not even nearly to their fullest capacity. And the way that we think, we constantly think that way. It's like we never have a new way of thinking because, well, why would we? You know, I'm not in school anymore. I know when I was in school, I loved the act of learning, but I'm done with that now. I haven't been learning for a while. So my brain has one route that it goes. And doing this brain dumping exercise is going to really help you and me, anyone, to understand that there are so many different avenues that you can be thinking that your brain just isn't trained on right now. And so brain dumping is going to help you with that. So what I want you to do is look at what you want, what those goals were, and you are going to sit down and think of 20 different ways that you can achieve that goal. It's a lot. 20 is a lot. I know that. I know that because I've done this exercise. What you're going to do is sit down and think of 20 different ways that you can actually achieve that goal. I want them to be legal ways. So don't, yeah. So we're going to think of legitimate ways that you can actually get that goal. So let's just say that your goal is over the next month, you're going to save up $1,000. Okay, you need $1,000 in your savings account for whatever reason. You are going to sit down and think of 20 different ways that you can put that money into your savings account. And you're probably going to naturally think of like 5 or 6 of them. Like, oh, you can stop going out to eat. You know, you can buy your groceries. That's going to help you save some money. You can stop, maybe if you like to drink wine or have a beer every now and then, you can stop with those because, you know, those cost extra money. There's lots of ways that you can save. You know, for me, it's returning things. I don't even want to say how many things I have that really need to be returned, and they're just sitting there. So you could actually go return those things you need. That's going to be money back in your account. You know, all of those things. So you're going to sit down and you're thinking of 20 different ways. When you max out, I want you to still sit there and continue to think of those 20 ways, because I can guarantee you that at some point your brain is going to be like, ding, ding, ding. Oh, this is a way that I wouldn't have thought of at first. What's great is at any point where you think of a negative thought where you're like, well, I can't do that. Nope. Yes, you can. I want you to just nix that negativity, and we're going to get that out of our thought process. So that's how we're going to get unstuck. The next thing that most of us are probably thinking is, well, you know, what if it doesn't work? What if I don't get to my goals? What if I fail? I want you to really sit and play that game, okay? I want you to play the game, what is the worst that can happen? And if you sit down and you actually play that game, I bet you that the results are not as scary as you think they are. For example, in your business, if you are going to increase your prices and you're really hesitant on increasing your prices, you know, you haven't done it, what's the worst that's going to happen? What is the worst that's going to happen if you increase your prices? Likely the worst that's going to happen is people don't buy your stuff. Well, they could not be buying your stuff right now. You never know that. You're not going to know until you try. And once you try, then you can understand that maybe what has happened wasn't the worst thing. And if the worst thing that could happen isn't detrimental, try it. I encourage you to try it, because you just never know until you do it. The next thing, and probably the hardest and most important thing, is that you need to take action. There's lots of things we can do and sit on the sideline and plan and keep planning, but you need to take action at some point. Clarity comes from engagement, not from thought. So I'm going to repeat that because I think it's a really powerful statement. Clarity comes from engagement, not from thought. So you can sit and you can think about these actions and you can think about these steps, but you are not going to get clarity on where you need to be and what you need to be doing and how well it's going to work or how well it didn't work until you take action. My coach, Sarah King, she says, done is better than perfection. And I love that. super simple, super easy. Done is better than perfection. I feel like a lot of times we wait to take action until this or until, you know, I talk to so many clients. I'm out there socializing a lot on Facebook and all of that. And I encourage you to do that, to try to find those like-minded individuals and really get yourself in a good group with good people and good conversation. But probably one of the strangest things that I hear is, well, I haven't launched my Facebook page yet because I'm waiting for this. I'm waiting to get my programs together. Don't do that. Why? Why are you waiting? What is the worst that's going to happen if you launch your Facebook page before you have your programs up? I will tell you very honestly, you guys can go over to my Facebook page if you want. My Facebook page is not necessarily what is driving client sales. Okay, it's just not. My Facebook page is a way for my clients and I to have conversations and keep in touch. It's just a different network to do that in. My personal Facebook page is a little bit more engaging than that because it's just the way that Facebook works. You know, it's fine. It's not going to be the end of the world if you launch your Facebook page and you haven't had your website up or, you know, your programs up or your prices figured out. Take action, though. There is no reason to wait. I talked to someone the other day that said, oh, I'm not going to launch my Facebook page until 2 months from now because I have to get this and this done. That just blows my mind, right? If you can do it today, do it today. Because you know what? You've taken action and then you can celebrate that win. I love it. Done is better than perfection. You can always go back and change things. So another thing that I wanted to talk about was how our brains work. There's a few different types of people, but we have left brain and right brain personalities. And I want to describe a few and see if any of those ring true to you. There's one type of client that I have that typically is going to sign up for my programs just a little bit quicker than the other. And that's not a right or wrong thing. It's just different. So there is a left brain mentality. And those types of people, they really like to know things, right? They like to know them through and through. They're super detail oriented, okay? They really focus on the nitty gritty and kind of perfection with that. These are the types of people who also focus on the present and the past. They focus on what has happened to them in the past and how that has resulted in what's happening now. And they also try to play things safe, right? They really, really think things through. So the next type of person is right brain mentality. Right brain mentality, they don't just sit and know things. They believe in things. They believe things to be true. They don't necessarily need those facts put in front of their face. You know, yes, they're helpful, but they believe them. Instead of being detail-oriented, they're more big picture-oriented. They can sit and see one thing and then see the big picture around that. And these types of people are also more involved in the present and the future, right? They're not always just kind of looking at the past and thinking about how that has affected where they are in the present. They're looking at the present and the future. These people are also a little bit more risk-taking, a little bit better to kind of jump the gun on things. So I encourage you to try to figure out which category you sit in. Whatever category you are in, I still want you to be doing these things. It's not good or bad to be one or the other. It is just what it is. But what I do want you to know is that whichever one you are, whichever thought process works best for you, you still need to take action. You still are going to be getting that clarity from your engagement. So understand that done is better than perfection. At some point, we've just got to start moving forward. If that's what you want, whatever it is for you, you have to decide. You have to decide. Not me, not your mom, not your husband, not your best friend. You have to be the one to make that decision. So I encourage you to decide to take action. Decide that action is better than staying in one place. So with that, I really hope to be hearing from you guys soon so that I can congratulate you personally on the big goals and actionable steps that you have done through this training. I'm really, really excited to see what your goals are and where your dreams are going to take you. Because I know that when we do that, when we take action on our dreams, the sky is the freaking limit. Until then, I want you guys to take care, and I will talk to you soon.